Does there come a point when someone deserves salvation? When they deserve eternal life, deserve the Holy Spirit? That seems to be something of the question in the first reading this evening. There were these two people, Eldad and Medad, who were given the gift of prophecy, even though they weren't at the right place at the right time. Or something of that question in the gospel tonight, when there are these other people who are working in the name of Jesus, but they're not among his followers. Who deserves the gift of the Spirit, the gift of God? But then again, isn't any good gift or every good gift thanks to someone and ultimately thanks to God? Perhaps a path that almost never ends well is when I think that I deserve something. Father Eugene Kinney, he's one of the legendary Irish priests who came as a missionary to the Diocese of Dodge City in the 1950s. He retired in 1998, died in 2013. So I only really knew Father Kinney from visiting him at the retirement home in Wichita. But every time that I saw Father Kinney, he would tell me the same thing. He'd say, Shavi, do you know any Shavis in Great Bend? I knew one, he would say. He was the milkman. Then Father Kinney would always end with the same thing. He'd say on the side of his milk truck, it said, "Everything we have, we owe to others." Everything we have, someone else made for us. So perhaps Joshua was well-intentioned in the first reading when he went up to Moses and said, those two certainly shouldn't receive the Spirit. But God wants to give the Spirit generously. And he wants us to cooperate in that gift. And you could think of any aspect of your life and say, I have someone else to thank for this. The things that I own, the talents that I have, the day that's been given to me. And it's no different from the faith that we have received. I was thinking about earlier and I thought, who do I thank for the fact that I'm here right now at Mass? Who do I thank? I might not have been baptized if my parents hadn't chosen that for me. I might not have discovered the priesthood if not for Sacred Heart School and later St. Isidore's Catholic Student Center. I might not have been ordained if it weren't for Bishop Gilmore. Well, I wouldn't be standing in this cathedral at this moment if it weren't for the generous and sacrificial people who built it 23 years ago. Well, Dodge City might not have had a Catholic presence if it weren't for German or Mexican immigrants who made it their home so many decades ago with great sacrifice. Well, the Western Hemisphere might not have even been Christian if it weren't for those who won the Battle of Lepanto in 1571. Who do I thank for the fact that I'm here in the cathedral tonight? How much farther back should we go? I wouldn't be Catholic, much less a priest, if the apostles had never left the locked room after the resurrection. And none of us would believe in Jesus Christ if Mary hadn't said yes when the angel Gabriel came and said she would conceive by the Holy Spirit. Who do I thank for the fact that I'm here at the cathedral tonight. But here's the thing. Not a single one of those people has ever said, "Hey, yo, you owe me big time. You know, I really deserve the credit for the fact that you're here tonight, Father Wesley." No one's ever said that. I think of that as we prepare to celebrate a historic day at the cathedral, dedicating the new building that will serve as the home for our Catholic school and our faith formation programs. You know, there are people who will help build that building, but will never use it. And there are people who will use that building who were not even here to help build it. And that's okay. There are people who built this cathedral who never got to use it. And there are people among us who are using this cathedral, weren't here to help build it. The reality is that God chooses to use us. And he chooses to use buildings. And he chooses to use events to lead us to him. He wants our hearts to be open for the time and the manner in which he chooses.